With the stock market in a slump, some investors are putting their money into college students. They're helping students pay for school in exchange for a share of the students' future income. So far, investors say the returns have been promising. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Getting a college degree almost doubles a person's lifetime earnings potential. But to get that payoff, you first have to find the tuition, more than $18,000 a year for the typical four-year private school. A New York investment company has dreamed up a way to help students for a price. Co-founder Raza Khan calls the program My Rich Uncle.
We thought, wouldn't it be great if everyone could have a rich uncle, where somebody takes a chance on your future, and if you do well, they do well.
Taking a chance is what sets My Rich Uncle apart from traditional college loans. The program advances money to students, but unlike an ordinary loan, My Rich Uncle does not require students to pay back any fixed amount. Instead, Khan says, the students promise to repay a percentage of the money they make after graduation, however much that may be.
We think, based on the analysis that we've done, that it costs roughly the same as a private loan, but comes with greater peace of mind.
That's because a graduate who takes a relatively low-paying job isn't saddled with high fixed loan payments. On the other hand, a graduate who makes a lot of money after college could end up repaying My Rich Uncle many times over. The program concentrates on students studying business, law, and engineering. Students in less lucrative fields are also eligible, though they have to repay a higher percentage of their income. Khan says overall students pay between 1 and 8%.
Our system doesn't really rely on having a Bill Gates in our group of students that we've invested in. Generally, what we're looking at is investing in a wide range of students with fairly predictable income.
Khan won't say how many students My Rich Uncle is sponsoring, but so far its tuition investments total about $10 million. One investor is San Diego entrepreneur Michael Robertson, who founded the internet music company MP3.com. He's put up $3 million to bankroll students at his alma mater, UC San Diego. Robertson isn't trying to make money. His proceeds will be recycled to help more students. But if the program works, Robertson believes, it will encourage other investors to buy a stake in college kids for a profit.
An education, I think, is one of the best investments you can possibly make. But up until now, there has never been a way to invest in young people and capture some of that growth. And that's really what we're trying to prove out.
While backers see My Rich Uncle as opening new doors of opportunity, critics see it as a step backwards, the scholastic equivalent of sharecropping. Sandra Baum is an economist at Skidmore College and an expert on college financing. She thinks many students would be better off repaying a traditional loan than selling a share of their income to My Rich Uncle.
When you work and earn more money, a piece of that goes to My Rich Uncle. They are rewarded for your efforts. And I think that that is problematic.
Baum acknowledges that more traditional programs like federal loans often don't go far enough. Even so, she says, it's important that students compare terms before enrolling in a program like My Rich Uncle.
I'm always concerned that students not feel desperate. This is one alternative. There are many other alternatives, and people should investigate carefully before they make choices.
Despite her reservations, Baum grudgingly commends My Rich Uncle for trying to provide more money to college students. Co-founder Khan argues the program is one of those rare cases where, in his words, greed and altruism work really well together. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.